This is What's in the Hat. I'm Matthew, and alongside me today is Derek. And in the hot seat today is your favorite social media fellowship, King of the Ring. It's Hannah. In the hot seat.
Thank you, King of the Ring. Quite the title.
That's just what flew out. So let's say Queen of the Ring. Let's just
Queen of the Ring.
Cover all my tracks. Royalty, Monarch of the Ring.
Okay.
So how are you guys doing today? It's a little bit of a weird weather. It was a little bit rainy yesterday, foggy in the evening, and then the sun's starting to peek out today.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
It's really weird.
Yeah.
You know that?
It is. So let me dive in. How are you guys? How was your guys' weekend?
Well, it's good. I just dropped off by Jules and her friend Jessica.
Oh.
After the party.
Very cool.
How are those two? What's your relationship with those guys? You guys friends? What's going on?
We just made up friends from Pacific Autism Family Network.
I see.
Okay.
Cool.
How else was your weekend? Anything special?
I just stayed home and beat the cats and do lots of chores.
You may have done something else, I thought.
Yeah. I've done some artwork.
Okay. Well, you know what? Let me move on to Hannah. Hannah, how was your weekend? How was you? How are you doing?
Well, I went to Fellow Fest along with Derek and his friends.
Oh, Fellow Fest! You're right.
Yeah.
That was, by the time this come out, Fellow Fest is long gone. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's Fellow Fest again in the future. We don't know. Nothing's confirmed here yet. But Fellow Fest happened recently. That was a great time.
Mm-hmm. And Matthew, what was Fellow Fest?
Oh, Fellow Fest was a summer celebration of our summer residency with the Social Media Fellowship. So we had some great artists, some debuts, a lot of firsts, a lot of exclusives. Because by the time when that came out, we had Danny Black perform. Thank you to Danny Black for your support and helping us out run Fellow Fest. She was
she went beyond
her capacity and really supported us well that day. And she debuted her song Pretty Boy, which comes out August 2nd. By the time listen to this, it's already out, so please listen to Danny Black's new single, Pretty Boy. But she debuted it. I don't know if she played it elsewhere. I don't know, but she played it for us, and that was our first time hearing it. And it was a lovely song, and she played some other hits, and really great performance from Danny Black. We had Grant Money on, when they have the drummer, they're called something else. Do you remember what that was called?
I forget.
Yeah, but
they were very good.
Yeah, if you find Iva Sticky Keys, you can find her on her Instagram and or Natalia...
Dot
something like that. You'll find them both on our Instagram. You're going to find up Grant Money and their other trio name, brand name. That's not Grant Money. Grant Money is a duo name. let me transition over to something Hannah's familiar with. We call the Fellow Five Questionnaire.
Oh, yes.
All right. I'm used to asking the questions, not answering them.
Yeah, you're in the hot seat. Hot seat Hannah's here. And I'm excited. So, Hannah, let me just start off. You know what? I think we should get Derek to say these. Derek, you want to ask her the five questions?
Sure, why not?
All right. Where is that sheet, Hannah?
It's the very back. I promise.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there we
go. Oh, yeah.
All right, Derek, these are the Fellow Five questionnaires. If you don't mind, ask Hannah each question.
Okay. What do you say is your biggest compassion?
Biggest passion?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Because that would be a different answer.
Let's say both.
So biggest passion, I would say I do really like teaching in all capacities. So I really loved teaching swimming for a long time. That's a big passion of mine, just coaching and helping other people achieve something. And right now I'm helping with the Social Media Fellowship and coaching and helping people achieve their dreams. So definitely, I would say that's my passion.
You know, I can definitely see you as like a kindergarten teacher, but then the downside might be they might think you're a student too.
Oh.
So I don't know how that would work, but I can imagine you as a kindergarten teacher. Maybe preschool teacher.
I think I'll take it as a compliment. Oh, yeah. I'm not sure.
What's the next question, Derek?
What is your relationship with disability or the community?
Great question. Yeah, so I was introduced to, or my first like kind of exposure to the disability community was through swim lessons, teaching people to swim, as well as kids, adults, and then also I worked for Neil Squire Society, who is a very lovely organization, and I did computer tutoring there for people with disabilities. And then I have my job now where I work with the disability community, and it's been so awesome. I'm so glad that I'm in this line of work because I've been introduced to this group of people that is so talented and so unique. So, yeah.
What is one thing on your bucket list?
I would say... That's a good question.
You think you're prepared for
this one? Yeah, I need
coming.
To prepare. I would really love to go to Australia. That's been on my bucket list for a long time.
Okay.
What is the surprise or unique trait about yourself?
Surprising or unique trait? I would say... I don't know if it's surprising, but I feel like I'm extremely competitive.
Oh, really?
When it comes to sports or like physical things, like I really like winning. So I would say I'm a competitive person.
Good. Maybe you should come to the Canucks game with Luke sometime.
Maybe. That would be fun.
My man, Luke.
What animal sidekick would you be?
Oh, would I be the sidekick?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you'll be the
I'm the I'm not the main character.
The animal will be like the main hero, and then you'll be this animal sidekick. They'll tell you what to do.
Yes. So, okay.
I believe the question, Derek, was who would be your animal sidekick, right, Derek?
Who will be your animal sidekick?
That's
okay.
The one. Bingo.
I would say I really like hedgehogs. So I'm going to say it would be like a very feisty, you know, fast hedgehog.
Oh, yeah.
Sonic
sidekick.
Shadow.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Did you guys hear the controversy? There used to be like a Mario versus Sonic at the Olympic Games every Olympics.
Oh.
But they didn't release one for the Paris Olympics. Very
what?
Interesting.
That's sad.
Yeah. Oh, well, I used to be like those. They used to come out all the time. You know, like I wouldn't buy them every year, but I'd be like around like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
But I'm a little sad. But I don't have my season 2 sheet with me. But I believe it's time for some Kiriko Connections cards for... It's collaborate. Kiriko. I forgot to mention. Fellow 5 questionnaire. If you don't follow us, is the same question we ask every single guest. That's what it was. So, anyways, but moving on, we have the Kiriko Connection game that they worked on with M4BC. So, it's all about making connections and so about disconnecting. So we have 3 cards. Image prompts, memory, and sound. So what you do is they pick our guest, which is Hannah today. They pick one of the cards, and then they either listen, they read the memory, or they look at the image and see what memory does this bring them, and is that a memory of this connection or connection? So let's see, Hannah, what do you want? Did you want image or memory or sound prompt today?
I'm gonna go with sound.
Sound. I had a feeling you picked that.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because I don't think nobody's been really speaking sound for you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is that safe?
I just thought it would be good for our podcast.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Okay. I guess I'll put it down on my cellular device here.
Go for it.
Oh, thanks, Derek. I wasn't too sure until you mentioned.
What's in the hat? We'll be right back after this short break.
What do you love? And what do you love about it? My name is Ewan, and with I Love You Hour, I want to know. Come join me bi-weekly Tuesdays at 6 p.m. to discuss music and the stories we connect to it, either in person, on the phone, or through messages at I Love You Hour on Instagram. That's ILUVU Hour on Instagram, or through email at ILUVHour@gmail.com. If you love sharing music and telling stories, listen to I Love You Hour bi-weekly at CITR 101.9. And remember, I love you. If the news are getting you down or you're tired of scrolling on your phone, Massey Books is the one-stop shop for you. A 100% Indigenous-owned business that is committed to giving back to local charities, community initiatives, and organizations, Massey Books has a vast selection of rare and unique books, as well as a diverse range of books that are from underrepresented authors. You can shop online at masseybooks.com or visit their store on 229 East Georgia Street in Chinatown. They are open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Wednesday to Saturday and 12 to 5 from Sunday to Tuesday. Their friendly staff would love to give you a hand to find your new favorite read.
All right, back to the show.
Again.
Sorry for that random cut, guys, but if the sound is trash on the audio from earlier, we'll try to find a way to implement it later. Hannah's got to shuffle the cards and look at that sound again. So sorry, Hannah, but do you want to, just in case, do you want to rehash that story?
Okay, yes. So that sound reminded me of when I was in Italy and we were seeing all these really cool cathedrals and churches. And then they were playing like that really loud, like organ kind of like religious, mystical music, but it just felt very like booming and cool, and the ceilings are really high and just feel really small. So I would say it's a memory of connection because made me feel like kind of connected to maybe something bigger than myself. I'm not a religious person, but it just seemed very cool. Here in North America, we don't really have any really old churches to the level that Europe has, so that was very, very
cool. That'll...
No. Yeah.
All right. You know what? I think it is time for... It's time for Jenny on the Spot!
Ooh,
oh, yes!
Jenna on the Spot!
Jenna!
Jenna on the Spot! Jenna on the Spot! It's time for Jenna on the Spot!
Oh, yes!
Okay, right. let's play her question.
Jenna, what's your question? Let's take a look here.
Let's hope I click the right one. And
hi, this is for episode What Would You Rather, which is the big What Would You Rather. Would you rather go to your high school reunion or winter? If you could, where would you go?
That's an easy question. Easy question for me. So the question is, for Derek and I, would you rather go to your high school reunion or go on a trip? What's your answer, Derek?
I'll just go on the trip because I never met you before in person.
Okay. Derek, where would you go?
Probably to Winnipeg, where the Jets were playing.
Oh, okay. Anything else in Winnipeg that you want to see?
My cousins.
Oh, do you have a lot of them there?
Yes. Family relatives.
How often do you get to see them?
Probably about Ukrainian Christmas.
Oh.
When's that?
Yeah, when is that?
Probably in January. Oh. If they change it to December because of the Ukrainian war.
Oh. Okay. I forgot the question for a second. Yeah, I would no hate against my high school class, but I think I would still go on a trip given the choice. And I would go to France because I feel like watching the Olympic ceremonies made me really want to go again. It's a really cool place, so much history.
Part of me actually, like, I remember, like, I had, like, a meeting with some other people recently, and they asked a similar question, but more in terms of where would you, if you could travel anywhere in the world tomorrow, where would you go? And I said, like, I said Italy.
Mm-hmm.
But some person said France because of the Olympics. I was like, I thought that was a good idea, but looking back at it, I don't think I would want to go to the Olympics. This might be, like, too crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I have seen on social media, though, people have said that because of the Olympics, people were so discouraged to not come. That it's actually not that busy right now. which surprised me.
Interesting.
Yeah. So
they're having a heat wave right now, actually, from what I hear. But let's move on. It's time for What's in the Hat?
Oh, yeah, What's in the Hat? I will take the lead.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Yes, boss. All right. Well, where is the hat? There it is.
Perfect.
All right. I think if you want to take the lead here, there you go.
And what is our theme? It is...
Theme today is... Would you rather?
Would you rather have the ability to turn it to invisible or time travel?
Oh.
Where would you? What would you, Derek, do? Would you rather turn invisible or would you time travel?
The past where Romanov's revolution.
Oh, okay. Like the Roman Empire?
Yeah, the Roman. The Russian Empire.
Oh.
Oh, why would you? Why then?
Grigori Rasputin poisoned, castrated, then he finally drowned.
Whoa. Okay. So you would go back to that time?
Yes.
And you'd like watch it or watch the drowning or what would you?
When you're watching Anastasia, Rasputin drowns.
Okay. Oh, wow. What would you do if you travel back in time there?
To see the Romanovs.
Oh, you just want to hang out and check it out?
Yes.
Oh, okay, okay. What about you?
It makes me think of that song. Have you heard that? Rasputin song?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good
there
song.
You go, copyrighted. Yeah, there yeah. You go. Yeah, thanks,
okay. I would also time travel because can't give up an opportunity to time travel. I would go... I would really want to see, like, ancient Egypt or, like... ancient Greece or Rome. I don't know. Like, some sort of very old civilization. Yeah. That's what I would do.
All right. Not bad. All right. Derek, if you don't mind me passing that, and I'll give Hannah the hat.
But I would want to be royal in that.
You want to be royal?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you can make those rules, but...
Yeah. Because I would not want to be killed if I time traveled.
Maybe I'd get killed because I know I'd go back as a peasant.
Yeah. Oh, this is a good one. Would you rather tell us a deep and dark secret or tell us the grossest thing you have done recently?
Oh.
Derek?
I feel disgust when there's green slime all over the place.
Oh.
Do you have a gross story, a gross secret you have? Something that you've done really gross recently?
When I was feeling sick, I have green boogers in my nose.
Oh, that's pretty gross.
Yes.
What about you, Hannah? Would you...
Definitely not gonna expose a deep dark secret. I don't feel that bold today.
No.
But for something gross, I'm not sure. I had to wash my shower mat recently because it was just really wet and gross.
Yeah, shower mat. Yeah, definitely. Because you don't wash them as often, but they do get wet pretty fast.
Yeah. Yeah.
A little dingy. I had my fair share of leaving it there a little too long.
Yeah.
And now I lost my feet.
Exactly.
There you go, Derek. Pull one out. Let's see what you got there.
What character would rather be in your comic or author?
You mind saying that one more time for us?
Would you rather be a character in your comic or other source?
Oh, yeah. Would you rather be a character in your own comic book or would you rather be a character in like a Marvel comic or DC comic, for example?
Probably about Thor.
You would be, what role would you play in Thor or what kind of character would you be?
The main character, Thor. He's saving people from monsters, natural disasters. And he saved Asgard from Loki.
Okay. Fair enough. There you go, Hannah. You can pick up some out of that.
Okay.
You mind passing over that?
This is my question. If you could pickle any vegetable, which vegetable would you pickle? Am I asking myself or am I asking Derek?
You got the floor. You can
probably a cucumber because they're smooth.
What do you like about smooth cucumbers?
They're smooth and not warty.
That's true. Yeah.
We don't like things
compared to like a pumpkin or what is a wart?
Can you pickle
what's a
pumpkin?
What's a warty?
A pickle.
A pickle. But a cucumber becomes a pickle.
Yes.
Well.
All right. Let's just pick something out there.
What's in the Hat? We'll be right back after this short break.
Storytelling is powerful. Our stories carry personal and collective histories, build bridges of understanding, and shine light on unseen truths. Your story, your voice, your power. CITR and Discorder is excited to announce the release of 5 unique podcasts as a part of its Power and Voice podcast incubation program. Power and Voice is an entry-level educational program created by CITR to surpass traditional barriers to entry into the medium of spoken word radio and podcasting. The result is a series of podcasts demonstrating a wide diversity of work in genre, structure, and content. Tune in every day from April 14th to 18th from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. to hear Power and Voice storytellers share their stories on their own terms and in their own words.
All right, back to the show.
Would you rather turn into a dragon or once always a strong human warrior?
Oh, that is a good Derek question.
I'll take that from you.
Derek, what's your answer?
Would you rather turn a dragon once a week or always be a strong human warrior?
Oh.
When I will turn into a dragon, I will save people from criminals.
I like your certainty about that. Like, and you'll turn into a dragon.
Once a week.
Once a week. You would rather be a dragon once a week, not a warrior all the time?
All the time.
So you'd rather be a warrior all the time?
Yes.
Okay. I think I might turn into a dragon once a week.
Yeah, I think dragon once
a
week.
That's much more a unique experience. I don't need to be a warrior.
It's like when you need to let some rage out.
Yes, when I was angry.
Breathe fire and fly and...
Travel a little bit.
But you could also be a gentle dragon.
Yes.
Kind of like How I Train a Dragon, that one.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
Yes.
Yeah. And have like, what's that guy's name again in the show? Hiccup?
Yeah.
That's just mean, bullying, naming the guy Hiccup. All right, I'll get you paid on that time.
Okay. If you had to wash your brain, would you wash it with cold or warm water?
Just with warm water, I think.
Any reason?
Calm, relaxing... And all the above.
Oh, actually, kind of good answer. That's a good answer. All right, I think we have only one time for one more.
Okay.
Who wants to pull it out? The last question.
I'll go.
Yes.
Okay. Let's hope it's a would you rather one.
Me too.
Okay.
They might not be that.
Would you rather only oily hands or extremely stinky feet?
Oh, would you rather have oily hands or extremely stinky feet?
Both are bad. Maybe I guess oily hands and then I would just wear gloves all the time.
I totally agree with that.
Because like stinky feet, I don't know how well you can contain it. If I could contain it, maybe. I'm not sure. What are you, Dirk?
I totally with the stinky feet.
Oh, okay.
You want the stinky feet?
Because I wear shoes without socks.
Oh, so you let the stink breathe.
Yes.
Dang. Are you a feet guy, Derek?
Kind of. I wear socks that often.
Mm. Okay. All right. I think I would love to leave it there on stinky feet. Before we go, do you guys have a question for the audience? Perhaps a would you rather to the viewers at home?
Good would you rather.
Would you rather be an artist or looking for jobs and moving on?
Okay. I think that's specific to you, Derek. Maybe we should have a more broad one.
Yes, I'm an artist. I write stories, creating mythological creatures, creating characters, and I've done arts at the art shows.
So maybe we could pick like 2 mythical creatures and then create a would you rather from that. So what about...
Would you rather be a chimera or a hippogriff?
So explain those for the viewers who don't know what those characters are.
A chimera is a mythological creature from Greece, which has a lion's body, gold horns and hind legs, and a snake for tail.
Ooh, and then the other one?
A hippogriff is a cross between an eagle and a horse.
Whoa. What was the first one again?
A chimera.
A chimera? My vote's for that, but... Leave it in the comments.
Oh, yes.
Which one you want to be.
All right. I'll leave it there. I think one thing about hippogriffs. That reminds me of Star Wars. Not Star Wars, I mean
Harry Potter.
There we go. You guys are watching. This is What's in the Hat. This is Would You Rather. Which the What's in the Hat team. We got Hannah in the hot seat today, and we got Derek. My name is Matthew. See you guys next time.
If anyone can do it, so can you. My word is my bond.
Thanks, Derek.
Take a shot every time Derek says that.
Bye.